You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's The Alex Jones Show.
Blackout on Melania an hour ago with mega bombshell. Melinda Gates level. I'm not with this. I'm not involved. I'm not with the cover up. Stop the cover up. Just incredible. Jesse Beltran, incredible researcher. My Nexus Live on X, mynexuslive.com. Edward Zoll, the producer, and die suddenly. You guys are going to stay, change your flights. I appreciate it. I'm for 2 hours tomorrow. I love the other guests we have tomorrow, but we're going to have to move them. We'll do a special Saturday show or something with those guys. But this is just too powerful because I knew what you were saying was true because I study all this constantly. When I first met you like 5 months ago or whatever, I knew who you were for a couple of years. And thank God Sean Johnson introduced me to you personally. And then since you were on, I haven't gotten the stuff I wanted you on about. You brought all this new stuff about admissions and then poisoning the food, water, and shots to control us. And we're liquid crystal computers that interface with the universe. They want to block that and control us, which we know. It's how the geese fly 3,000 miles and the hummingbirds and everything else. Monarch butterflies, they're born in Mexico. Three generations fly up, small ones, and there's a big one that flies back to the exact tree, and it's all off the magnetic lines. And we know this is happening. The magnetic lines are moving. This is crazy. But I wanted to get into anything else. Well, here's a clip of a researcher 20 years ago. And when I saw this clip, we can't find the guy's name, but I knew all the documents he covered because I covered at the time, talking about nanotech, chips the size of hair, put in the shots to control people. And you can take this. I did this just 2 days ago. I have a whole stack. I'm going to do a whole show on this, but I do too much research. I do like 10 hours research to do hours on air. I don't get to the actual research. It's just insane. It's like a speed read. But we have the patents. We have the admissions. We have it all. This is going on. And everything he says, you can pull up. It was like I was having flashbacks. Remember 20 years ago covering this. Here it is.
1/200th the size of a hair, made out of biological material, non-X-rayable. This is not something you're going to swallow, eat, or run in the bloodstream. And it's driven off of alkalinity in your body. Now, since 1993 to 94, in the general public, there are 12 million plus biochips in the population right now. According to a Denver police officer, if you know the number of a person, you can track them within 10 feet anywhere in the world. I've known this for a number of years. I have an affidavit from a manufacturer and some other things. Look it up on the satellite the minute it's punched into the Iridium system. All your records are being dumped into the Iridium right now. And he had gotten in my face and said, I heard you on Art Bell, and you need to explain to people that they need to take these biochips. This is the best thing they can possibly get. Because not only does it attract their kids, but it's going to help them think because it's a programmable chip. Because the American people
are stupid.
Which
is just what the MI6 guy said. There's the patent, Bill Gates.
Over across my 666,
of course.
And he's saying, you're giving out national defense secrets, and this is the only way we can extract our soldiers. This is the only way we can communicate with our soldiers. But, sir, don't you cross the line of constitutional rights?
Talking about ghost murmur right now.
Putting the chip in.
Everything's coming out.
And he looked me square in the eyes and said, my soldiers do not need to think for themselves and they do not have constitutional rights. They're stupid. They think you're stupid. They think you're sheeple. You really need to go get these documents. The KidScan program. And KidScan is a program where in Miami, Florida, in 1989, they implanted 8,000 kids with biochips.
In Sweden, they've already chipped.
Goes into the numbering
system.
There are 92 billion numbers for these microchips. So they can give everybody at least two. Department of Energy's website on the biochip. It's a two-year-old announcement. It's www.doe.gov/biochip. HTM. And it's the announcement of medical uses of biochips. It's 2 years old. It's still on the web. For implantable microchips.
What's incredible is this 20-something years old. It's all out in
the
open
web.
Now.
They think y'all are so stupid, you're not going to go look on the web. And if you believe this, that people are going to call you crazy. But there are so many documents out there right now from, I can go to a website right now and I can order chips to implant in my friends to track them and program them. All the technology is out there. Washington Times, October 11, 1993, Martin Anderson goes into Hughes Aircraft and how they helped develop the biochip. Biochip is biodegradable. It will come apart. There's a flaw in it. And one of the manufacturers of the biochip sat down with me for several hours in Denver last year when I was at the Denver Preparedness Expo, and I started telling him a little bit of what I know. He got wider and wider and wider and about passed out, and I had to walk with him to the bathroom a couple of times because he was just getting so scared. How do you know all this? Well, I have friends in the NSA and the CIA, and one of my uncles is still in the agency. And I said, but this is top secret. Nobody's supposed to know but 15 people. 43 to 53, they started to develop a biological chip with a biological battery. And they tried acid and they tried alkaline in the body by running a biological system. And this is nanotechnology. Thrive in alkalinity. Oh, they started to devise stuff to run in alkalinity. Now the biochip, if you want to find out if you got one, you go to your local Walmart or drugstore and you get a swimming pool tester. Now this sounds stupid, but the chemicals that they're using, if you just test your pH, it's going to give you a straight pH of your balanced. But if you check your alkalinity against your pH, you're going to find that your pH, I mean, your alkalinity is at 7.8, 7.10, which is the sign of alkalosis. Now, alkalosis, when you get to that point, will give you upper respiratory problems and flu-like symptoms. And when you get to 7.8 to 7.10, it makes you have the same effects as Luvox. It's a mind, it puts you in a delusional state, according to most medical books. Gee, what a coincidence. So you take and you test your body. Now, your body's supposed to be 6.8. It's not supposed to be acid. It's not supposed to be alkaline. It's supposed to be balanced. What you want to do is go look up the symptoms of alkalosis to dissolve your biochip. Is go get acid-forming vitamins and bring yourself back to 6.8, drop yourself to 6.7 for a week, and the biochip will not hold together because it's held together by alkaline.
This is 20-plus years old. Since you were on 3 months ago, Jesse Beltran, Foreign Technology Division, 1972, 1963, declassified CIA Department of Defense, nanotech chips in the public, body electrochemical crystal, blocking that, taking control. CIA files real plans to manipulate minds through covert drugging, through vaccines, food, and water. CIA memos. This is just ancient stuff. It's all being declassified right now, which is good news. Poisoning the sky, secret weather control. It's all coming out. Americans secretly as guinea pigs. Project Artichoke 70 years ago. CIA discussed hiding mind control drugs in vaccines. Here's the Artichoke documents. So this is wild. You were talking about this exact thing and zeolites, particular ones, which we want to do a plug. You didn't even come in here for this. I'm not even involved, but you aren't either. We want to tell people about the best zeolites and ways to counter this. So how do people counter this?
Well, what you need to do is you need to decrease the levels in your system of graphene oxide, silicon, copper, all of these toxic metals. It's important that we decrease the ability of the antenna within your system. And I was just in the UK doing a human subject study where we did controls, and then 60 days later, we looked at the effects of individuals taking 30 drops a day of zeolite Z. And to my surprise, in the 20 years, I've never seen anything like it. And I was really surprised by the results, because what we saw was a mean average decrease of 80% of everyone who was in the study. With two anomalies, you take the two anomalies out and that bumped it up to 80%. With the anomalies in, it was at 74.6% reduction in silicon load. In addition, what we saw for the first time in 20 years as a personal investigator, and I have nothing to do with Masterpiece or the Zeolite Z product, I saw areas disappear. And some people had a 95% reduction to where they only had two locations that were lighting up for silicon-based harmonics. And that was phenomenal. Never before seen I never imagined that result. So it would be based on the data. And I've been data-driven for the last 20 years. Everyone who's been following my work with all of the victims that I've seen, the civilians in the United States and now globally, I've never before seen any of these areas disappear. And this appears to be something that will work in the interim until we can make this technology inert.
And by the way, zeolites are well known because you're not pushing this, you're not your company. When you were here 3-4 months ago for a few weeks, because I asked you to come back a bunch, I say, obviously, how do you detox? We have things, you said zeolites, and you said, here's the best company. So people can get 10% off just when they go to the URL, getmasterpiece.com, on the site, on this amazing zeolite. I have the owner on tomorrow, but explain, they take like a special sea salt, and then they add it to this so it doesn't just pull out. Because zeolites are known chelators of this, of these toxins, of any toxin, period. But then it replaces it with good minerals, right? Or is that wrong?
No, it's absolutely right. So basically how it's created, you have volcanic environments that match the sea. They bump up to the sea, and that diatomaceous earth creates that zeolite. But you add these specialized sea salt minerals with the zeolite. What happens is they actually showed this on high microscopy. Photographs where they had the zeolite molecule.
By the way, I just sprung this on you.
Yeah.
Will you come back tomorrow with, I don't know, you show me the electron microscope. Can we do this tomorrow?
Yeah, we can show that. Yeah. But it literally put one drop of graphene oxide, it completely binded to the zeolite.
So why are they putting self-replicating graphene oxide replicator nanotech in the shots? What's the point? It's a plug?
It's to make you
receiver
a better amplifier. It's an amplification.
To make you part of the system.
Yeah. It makes you your antenna better.
Which are in the patents by Bill Gates.
Correct.
So what does the zeolite do? It just pulls that out and fries it?
It pulls out those amplifiers, and so
you just piss them out.
Sweat, body excretion, defecation, women in menstruation, any way that you can the body's normal mechanism used to detoxify yourself. That's how it's excreted.
And folks, I only promote things that really work. The dreams you get, when you told me 4 months ago, hey, take this, the dreams have been amazing.
Yeah.
What happens to the brain when you take this?
Well, it's cleaning out your third eye. Your pineal gland. Yeah, your pineal gland. And you're getting all those toxic metals. So the very your natural ability to telepathically communicate, your intuition.
Which, by the way, I forgot. That's in the CIA report from the 50s, 60s, 70s that I just showed. People can pull these up. They said that we're electrochemical computers, a liquid crystal, and that we are psychic. And then they're, like everybody always said, trying to block that so they can then create artificial frequencies and program us.
Exactly.
So they know how we're built, so they're trying to artificially control that.
Yeah, well, you saw Rafe. Rafe says it is very intrusive because they're reading your thoughts. Everything that you see, everything in your environment, there is no more privacy. They know where you are.
And they ask how. They need 5G resonating that pierces every cell, and then the AI can read it. That's why they want AI.
Exactly. It is tied to AI. And in our studies, a lot of the
they don't have
talk about
mass programming control yet to process it all. They can target certain people with computers, but they don't have enough computer yet to have full control.
Well, what they're doing is they're trying to make you more suggestible. My background is also in hypnosis. I'm a master hypnotist. And I only became that because of this phenomenon. I noticed that a lot of people who were highly intelligent, very reputable, had million-dollar businesses, were losing them overnight because they were affected in a very negative way. 30% of the population is already highly suggestible. How do you increase suggestibility in a mass demographic? You keep them under stresses all the time. You keep them under fear. All of these altered states, and then you can subconsciously program them easily.
Well, now, people should give it a try. It certainly helped everybody I know, Masterpiece, veterans I know. This is a very special zeolite. Explain how this works.
Again, it basically will become a magnet because it is a negatively charged mineral, and all of these metals are positively charged. And so what happens? It just automatically gravitates to the mineral. And then all of these healthy minerals go to the receptor sites where all of these
so a regular zeolite just pulls the bad guys out. Yeah. This replaces it.
Exactly.
Wow. Ever, you got comments on this?
Well, I think this, we say, I have a dream. I think many people would like to have dreams again. You know? And everything that the elite do to us and trying to torture us and make us feel like we're not important, one of the worst things they've done is they've stolen our thought, our not just the sovereignty of our brain, but the ability for us to think to the future. And, you know, this product, if it helps with sleeping and dreams, I think most people would admit they, because of the cell phone, with the blue light. In many different ways, they could have done the smartphone technology, but they chose the
record level people having trouble sleeping.
Again, they can't have kids either. But
well, for anything the enemy hits us with, God has given us the antidote.
Amen.
What else counters this?
Well, living a healthy lifestyle, living organically, eating natural foods. But the problem is what Rafe has disclosed, again, he was in Oxford, he says there was an attack in St. Alban during 2016, and it infiltrated the entire ecosystem. Now the entire globe's ecosystem is poisoned by this stuff. So he says, Jesse, it's everywhere. It's in the grasses.
Gates is obsessed with every form of food.
Yes.
His appeal, they spread on things like a nanotech.
Well, they're trying to control everyone, right? They're trying to stop you from growing your own foods. They're trying to stop you from collecting rainwater. They're trying to stop you.
I was reading when they put people in prison collecting rainwater in the U.S.
Yeah. There are some areas that is absolutely true. It is illegal to collect rainwater.
Seattle.
Up in that region, up in the Northwest, yes.
Which has plenty of rain.
Yes.
Well, again, I just wanted to have something positive here. Getmasterpiece.com, you know, that URL. This is the most amazing from what I've seen, what I've taken. Zeolite out there, that's very special because, again, it adds this, I guess, the twilight zone area of the ocean. It's like a particular type of minerals in the ocean.
Well, again, up against volcanic activity and the sea meat. So, well, that's where the best zeolite in the world is, the blue zones. That's where you're going to want to get it. And that's how this is sourced. Matthew Hazen, who is the CEO of the company, he and I have become really good friends. I have a very small circle, and I can see his heart is for humanity and
he's
the future
a wicked
of our children.
Shaping.
Yeah,
have you seen Matthew?
Yeah,
Alex, Matt, he's buff.
Yeah, he's here right now.
He just became a grandpa today.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And he's living life. I think we all need to be living our best life.
Well, regardless, what else counters this?
Well, the only thing else is going to counter this is us having the ability to legally intercept these frequencies, these RF frequencies, and decrypt it and come up with a computer code.
That's right. You guys have show me, computer scientists, they've got the code. It's very esoteric. You're trying to figure out.
Well, it's illegal for us to decrypt it to come up with the.
Because it's their own patent. Now they admit like dead people have codes emitting in the ground
or graves.
Yeah. That, you know, there have been researchers out there who have been detecting by their declaration MAC addresses in graves and
well, it's mainstream news.
Correct. Yeah. And then there have been scientists that have been looking at brain cells 6 months later, still showing that these materials are still alive and active 6 months later.
Well, obviously, I mean, they admit they're giving us an address. They're giving us connectivity to control us. That's the final frontier. They've done it. But if we're aware of it, just, oh, man, imagine the business figuring out how to, like, some electromagnetics, you get in a chamber, it fries all these, or will that make you too sick?
Well, you need to fry the technology without damaging, you know, your cellular mechanisms and your organs, and that's the trick. But it's very doable. But right now, I will be thrown in prison if my team and I decrypt this and establish the protocol to counter this and make it inert. So
sure, they tell people voting machines, even governments can't see the code. It's like, oh, it's proprietary.
Correct. So you're stealing proprietary information. Intellectual property is how they're.
But to be clear, you guys have done this with the EU, name it. You scan this, you get a computer code back.
Well, when we scan, we get a harmonic. The frequency is where the magic lies. Being able to intercept and collect those data packets and then establishing what the protocol is within those data packets is where the answer is going to be. So, but right now, like I said, it is illegal for us to do if we do it on U.S. soil.
All right, getmasterpiece.com if you want to get 10% off. Just go right to that URL, get 10% off the rest of the site by that link. Really important, amazing product. No, that's not your product, but I just wanted to talk about something solution-wise. But wow, let's put both your lower thirds up where people can find all the great work you're doing, Jesse Beltran, Edward Zoll. Edward, where's the best place? Because you got Died Suddenly 2 coming out soon.
Yes, actually, you can find our new work at Died Suddenly _. And we actually have the new trailer to share here if you want to play it.
Yeah, let's do that. We've got the new trailer. Before we do that, Jesse, where people find you? Mind Nexus Live?
MindNexusLive.com. And just any inquiries or questions, we'll answer them pretty rapidly for you.
All right. Let's go to Died Suddenly. When's Died Suddenly 2 coming out?
This summer. And this new information, I tell you, the God's timing.
Not going to keep updating. He was telling me on the phone that we got to add more. Yeah.
Well, dude, like, think about this. We had no idea that President Trump was going to reveal the ghost murmur last week. We didn't know President Trump was going to use the weapons to kill the discombobulator. It was going to be used in Venezuela. But I'll tell you, God's timing is perfect.
Oh, do we know what the discombobulator is?
Well, the discombobulator is tied into the same technology.
Yeah, it's the same acoustic weapons.
You don't have to take the shot either. It's in the food.
Yeah.
They're saying the average person has the size of a plastic spoon of nanoplastic in their brain.
Well, what they're disclosing, each and every human being has its own resonant signature. So they can track any person.
Just like your fingerprint. Yes. Okay, so let's go to Died Suddenly trailer. Here it is.
Well, it was once considered a conspiracy theory.
Mysterious brain injuries.
Declassified CIA documents prove that, yes, the CIA actually has been for decades researching how vaccines could be used for mind control.
A previously unknown weapon.
Brutal directed energy weapon systems that are designed to incapacitates.
Wounded by a secret weapon.
Individual over a certain period of time will produce psychological and physical reactions.
I immediately felt fullness in my head.
A full body convulsion.
And just a piercing headache.
Like someone squeezing your head.
Absolutely life altering.
The incidents became known as Havana Syndrome.
Havana Syndrome.
Directed energy attacks on U.S. soil.
It was happening not only to our diplomats, it's happening to the best of our best in the FBI, the CIA, and now congressional members in Congress.
It is essentially a declaration of war against the United States.
Well, I'm not allowed to talk about it. It discombobulated everything.
Is the government trying to mind control me?
There are a number of resources that wanted to step out, and they're not alive anymore.
And they began to basically beat him to death.
I'm fortunate that I didn't die.
Nobody on this planet has any right to battle tag a human being.
So it's all coming out right now.
They want to control humanity and stop another 1776.
And people ask, like, even if loyal FBI agents is happening to it, but they're testing the connection to see can we kill them when they need to. Because you can't just knock you down. They can kill you.
Absolutely. If they wanted to.
It's like Baron Harkonnen when he has the heart plug. He's like, yep, you're dead.
Absolutely. They can target your heart specifically, any body organ specifically. Well, any part of your brain.
Well, particularly the heart, too, is electrochemical.
Correct.
Well, look, even Jeffrey Epstein knew this. In the relatively few documents that the DOJ released, there was a batch of emails related directly to the Voice of the Skull, to V2K. And this is directly tied into the revolution we're now seeing in science and reality.
Yeah. He also disclosed in the Epstein files was the corporation out of Australia, and it had the contact phone number of the salesperson who sold the tech. And that was incredible.
They think we're dumb animals and we can't organize against this. We will, and we are. Because it's all confirmed. I mean, this is insane. What do we cover tomorrow when you guys are on for 2 hours and we have Matthew Hazen on, too?
Yeah, so we'll build more about other disclosures that we didn't get a chance
to. You got a lot more exclusive stuff you haven't gotten to.
Yes, absolutely. We have over 6 hours worth of footage.
We're going to decipher again the plan that's coming for most of humanity. And again, it's not just an extinction-level event. It's an attempt to dehumanize us, take away our sovereignty, and separate us from God. But they're not going to succeed.
Where do people find Died Suddenly 2.0?
DiedSuddenly.info and also on X at DiedSuddenly_.
And it's coming out sometime this summer?
Yes, this summer.
All right. Harrison Smith, The War Room. Find it on Rumble. Real Life Shows on X. Infowars.com/show. That's getting shut down soon. I haven't gotten that yet. All the rest of it, stations all over the country. You're the Paul Revere, share the live feeds now. Harrison Smith is loaded for bear. Get ready for him. Wow, I'm just so blessed to be here fighting for humanity, and God's in control. He said he's the master programmer. He's really master control, not the globalist.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. All right, Edward Zoll and Jesse Beltran. Talk to you again tomorrow with Matthew Hazen.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know the power of turmeric, but have you felt it? Have you tried the ultimate turmeric gummies, the delicious way to harness the ancient power of golden turmeric, supercharged with ginger root and black pepper for maximum impact? Each gummy delivers 125 milligrams of premium turmeric extract packed with curcumin, the clinically studied compound shown to support healthy inflammation response, ease everyday aches, and promote joint comfort so you can move through life with ease. We added real ginger root, trusted for centuries to calm digestion and soothe the stomach, plus a precise dose of black pepper extract with pepperine, proven to boost curcumin absorption by up to 2,000%. That means more of the good stuff actually gets where your body needs it. No capsules, no bitter aftertaste, just one tasty tropical-flavored gummy a day, or two if you're feeling extra, to help you feel lighter, looser, and more energized. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, ancient wisdom meets modern science in the best-tasting form possible. Grab yours today and start feeling the ultimate difference in health. With Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, inflammation doesn't stand a chance. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com.